I don't have much of an act. Just a few stale songs and a little dancing thrown in so they won't be able to hit a moving target. Nothing worse, my friend, than a stale cabbage in the old face, let me tell you. My mum and dad were entertainers, and their parents before them. They worked the provinces back in the days when it meant something. When the theatres and music halls were little jewels strung around the neck of Great Britain. Beautiful houses that did two a day and three on Saturday, and people flocked in from all over to see the best of the circuits. Like my dad, who was the finest juggler in the country and travelled with my mother as his assistant. They were first-class people with a first-class act. Now? Well, now it's different. I pick up whatever I can around Birmingham in the pubs and cabarets. But the days of the live entertainer are over. And for the most part, I work only occasionally, where they haven't got a discotheque. And I pick up the odd quid at weddings here and there, or a private party where they like to have a song and dance, man, because we are such an oddity. A freak of show business, you might say. But I love it. I love it because it's in my blood and I look at myself as a kind of crusader. Keeping the tradition alive. A tradition of entertainment without amplified music or backgrounds or light shows or electronics. I just get up and sing the old songs and do the old dances without frills or fanfare. I like to think of myself as a piece of living English history, keeping alive the memory of a simpler time.